Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Republican presidential candidates took on the issue of abortion during last night's debate in Florida.
One of the final questions of the night on NBC, abortion, Nikki Haley.
I am unapologetically pro-life, not because the Republican Party tells me to be, but because my husband Michael was adopted and I had trouble having both of my children. So I'm surrounded by blessings.
Tim Scott.
I'm 100% pro-life.
Ron DeSantis.
The Democrats have taken a position they will not identify the point at which there should be any protection. Protection all the way up until birth. That is wrong, and we cannot stand for that.
Vivek Ramaswamy, who's from Ohio, where abortion was on the ballot Tuesday night.
If in the state of Ohio we talked about access to contraception, adoption, and also here's the missing ingredient in this movement, sexual responsibility for men.
And Chris Christie.
This is an issue that should be decided in each state.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Donald Trump last night spoke at a campaign rally about 10 miles away, wildly overstating the size of the crowd.
I'm standing in front of tens of thousands of people right now, and it's on television. That's a hell of a lot harder to do than a debate.
The venue only holds about 5,000 people. The Actors Union reached a tentative agreement to end their strike yesterday. Elaine Lowe is a reporter at the Hollywood trade publication, The Ankler.
With the holidays coming up, that's typically a dead zone for Hollywood. You know, the agencies shut down. It's hard to wrangle people, to schedule people for production. So typically outside of Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're looking at resuming production potentially in January.
There's been an American attack on Iranian military assets, says CBS's Weijia Zhang.
At the direction of President Biden, two F-15 fighter jets launched airstrikes in eastern Syria at that weapons facility that is used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard and proxy forces that are backed by Iran.
The U.S. says the strikes are in retaliation for recent attacks on bases housing American troops in Syria and Iraq. An arrest has been made in the murder of Samantha Wall, the president of a synagogue in Detroit. WWJ radio reporter Luke Sloan.
Investigators have not released the motive in the killing, but say there's no evidence to suggest that it was a hate crime. Detroit police says that even though a suspect is in custody, the investigation into Wall's murder has not been concluded.
Workers are still cleaning up a funeral home in Colorado where nearly 200 bodies were found improperly stored. Tremont County Coroner Randy Keller.
So a lot of people were curious as to how this impacted my staff. And I can say unequivocally that it was a very negative impact.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
It's pro time at Lowe's. Get big savings and rewards during Provember. Right now, buy one exclusive DeWalt 20-volt Max XR Power Detect 2-Tool Combo Kit. Get one select Power Detect Bear Tool free. That's up to a $249 value. And there's more. Save $200 on a DeWalt 12-inch dual bevel sliding miter saw. Because Lowe's knows tools, Lowe's knows pros. Valid through 11/22. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Nothing slows my little girl down.
Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll,
Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses' union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers headed to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers working out in pads, getting ready to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, led by linebacker T.J. Watt. Matt LaFleur on what to expect Sunday.
They pride themselves on physicality, and it shows up all over the tape. They've got a lot of guys that are big, strong, physical, and they made plays, you know, when it matters most.
NBA. Milwaukee squeaked out a win, 120 to 118. The Bucks versus the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo driving down the court, scores, makes a face at a Pistons player, ejected from the game. Giannis in disbelief. So was his teammate Damian Lillard.
I think it was a character building win. When you're down your best player in that type of moment where, you know, it's...
Seth here, host of Seth Faces the Music, which totally makes sense. It's on every Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR. Each week, I pick a theme and play a bunch of songs related to that theme. And this week, I'm doing songs about the color green. So join me, won't you? And we'll face the music together.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy lit into his own party last night during a debate on NBC.
It was my home state of Ohio. I'm upset about this yesterday that passed a constitutional amendment that now effectively codifies a right to abortion all the way up to the time of birth without parental consent. Why? It's back to that Republican culture of losing.
The negotiating committee of the Actors Union says it's reached a tentative agreement to end the four-month-long strike. Elaine Lowe is a reporter for the Hollywood trade publication The Ankler.
I am told by sources in the room that the mood is jubilant, that there are very tired tears. This was, of course, a unanimous vote. It was 17-0 in favor of this package.
The U.S. launched an airstrike in Syria on facilities linked to Iran. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
They were in response to attacks on U.S. troops in both Syria and Iraq. Over 40 in the last 3 weeks alone.
Dozens of American troops were injured in those attacks. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to use public money to make repairs at American Family Field is expected to go to the full Senate next week. Two legislative committees approved an amended version of the bill on Wednesday. While it is not known if the new bill has enough votes to pass in the Senate, Governor Evers says he would sign it if it made its way to his desk. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade dual-language teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbow Land being cut from a first-grade concert. Among other things, the school district says Temple was airing a personal grievance. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 45 today, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows around 30 tonight, highs around 39 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Finally, a deal in the actor strike.